It's already National Cat Day again? I guess it's true what they say. Time flies when you're cuddling with your little furry snuggles. What can Mama treat you with today? How about some nice deep scratches up and down your back? Or maybe I'll just stare into your eyes, stroking your ears while whispering how much I love my scrunchy cuddle muffin.
Honey, it's raining outside.
Oh, hold on a second. I don't care if it's raining outside. You can walk to school. You're a first grader. Act like it. I love you so much, my furry squish angel. Yes, I do. Happy National Cat Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Welcome to October 29th.
Today is National Cat Day.
It's National Cat Day.
Oh, yes. I love cats.
Ooh, I love cats. May I?
I'm a cat man myself.
Love cats.
Oh my god, cute cat.
Apparently she loves cats.
Cats love me.
We both love cats.
I love that cat.
I love cats.
Happy National Cat Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our live show and our featured channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So you get our live show between 8-ish and 11-ish. I know we're getting a late start today. But you can also listen to our podcast, which is a repack of the live show. And that happens, it usually drops around noon. So you can find that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You have to add the VA in there. So you can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even just go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine. And because we do 240-some episodes every single year, and we've been repacking it as a podcast for about 4 years now. So, yeah, that's a lot of content. You can go back again and again and again and listen to. And if that isn't enough for you, what else can we do? Well, you can see our goofy mugs on Facebook Live if you check us out at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. Now, since it is National Cat Day, I want to share this. This is my buddy. That is Jer Bear. That's Jerry the cat. He's a big old boy, and he's my buddy. So if you're new to the show, if you've never met Jerry, there's Jerry. All right, coming up on today's program, we have the folks from Centra Health are going to be joining us. Yeah, typically they're on a Monday, but scheduling conflicts, we moved them to Wednesday this week. So they're going to be stopping by. We also, of course, are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in da news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And then I got this. According to this survey, One in eight people have lived in a haunted house. Yeah. All right, so we're going to break it down for you. And have they actually seen real specters, shadowy figures, the shadow people, you know, like dark figures lurking in the hallway and things like that. We need scary music in the background. But we'll talk about that. Plus our top list, the top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It's the scariest haunted house to visit this Halloween. It's Grandma and Grandpa's haunted house. Enter the front door and see furniture from long ago. Most that you aren't allowed to sit on. Treat yourself to the bowl of unwrapped hard candies, all stuck together. They're just for company, so have at it. Open the closet door and take in the smell of mothballs. Yes, they still sell them, but these have been there for years. And if you dare venture into the bedroom to see the glass on the nightstand that holds Grandma's teeth, they're from the mouth that's about to kiss you goodbye. And finally, you leave to the unforgettable sounds of Grandpa in the bathroom. It's your worst nightmare because someday, that'll be you! No! Grandma and Grandpa's haunted house. You know where it is, and it's always open.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. All right, have you ever lived in a haunted house? And why pay to go to one of these fake ones when you could just stay home, turn the lights off, and have the same basic experience, right? I said have the same basic experience. Yeah. Yeah. Now, according to this survey, one in eight Americans claimed they've lived in a home that was haunted at some point in their life. I think we need haunted house music instead of this. Here, I'm gonna stop this, and then let's look it up. Sorry, I'm derailing the segment a little bit, but let's see, spooky music, and then we want it to be copyright free. There we go. All right. Spooky rising horror music, royalty free. Okay, let's go with this one. Oh my. Oh, this is a good one. It's a good one. All right. So back to the story. One in eight Americans claim they've lived in a home that was haunted at some point in their life. A Halloween poll by Realtor.com found the vast majority of us think hauntings are at least possible. 86% said yes. Only 14% said get real. 12% or 1 in 8 claim they've lived somewhere that was haunted before. So I got to tell you two things, and I'm wondering if they were related. But in a previous relationship, I was staying overnight with my then girlfriend, and I honestly saw in the dark. I opened up my eyes. It was pretty much pitch black, except there was a black shadowy figure that moved across the ceiling. I said it moved across the ceiling. And I asked her, I mean, I exclaimed, I was like, what the heck is that? And she was like, we see weird stuff like that all the time here in this house. So, I could go into many, many other stories. But I don't know, did this thing follow us when we ended up moving in together? One of our houses, I could... And I don't know if it was an optical illusion, but it scared the bejeebuses out of me every time it happened. I would see something in my peripheral looking down the hall from the bedroom, right at the top of the stairs. And I'd turn my head and a shadowy figure would disappear down the stairs. This also happened at one of our radio stations. Oh my God. All right. So I was up on the roof working on an antenna, and there was a hatch, and the top floor of our building it was an old hotel that had been burned out. Okay. And they rebuilt the building with the exception of the top floor, which still, you could see it was charred and it was old, and you could see where the fire had been in this old hotel on the top floor, and they never renovated the top floor. But you had to go to the top floor to get to the access to the roof, obviously. So I was waiting for our engineer to get there, and I heard somebody downstairs on the third floor. And I thought it was our engineer, John. And I poked my head down the hole, and I went, "Yo, John, is that you?" And there was, again, a shadowy figure. Yeah. That disappeared around the hallway, around the door. It was standing in the doorway, and it disappeared. And I was thinking it was our engineer. So I called, I called the engineer, and I'm like, "Dude, are you coming up?" And he goes, "I'm 40 minutes away." And I went, "Ah." So I went downstairs just to look around, and no one else was in the building. So that's my experience with shadowy figures. 61% of people in this survey said that they've seen something that they couldn't explain, a shadowy figure or a straight up ghost. Hearing weird noises. 2/3 of people who lived in a haunted house reported things like footsteps, banging sounds, or mysterious music. 51% specifically said a disembodied voice.
In the buttock, son.
A disembodied voice. All right. 58% have witnessed objects moving on their own. Now, that might mean something moving across a table or something showing up in a weird spot on its own. Oh, here's another thing. So it wasn't just isolated. When Tab and I first got together officially and were dating, I was living, and I'm not gonna tell you which loft building it was. It's not where we currently live. But I was living in one of the lofts downtown on Commerce Street. Oops, I said it. But there are lots of them. So I was living in one of the lofts, and back during the Civil War, pretty much most of the buildings were some sort of a hospital or convalescent center for soldiers. And this building that we lived in, had been a converted warehouse. But it, back in the Civil War era, It was one of those Civil War hospitals or convalescent centers. So at that time, and I wish I still had it, I had this great big huge, it wasn't a California King, it was a California Kong. It was a huge bed, and a full-size adult could roll over. That's how big this bed was. It was sick. And Tab stayed overnight. And I'm way over here, and she's way over there. And she woke me up. She said, stop that. And I'm like, what? Stop doing that. And I said, what? I'm not doing anything. I'm way over here. She goes, stop messing with my feet. And I was like, I'm not messing with your feet. And as soon as I said that, something pulled her down the bed. Not kidding. She described it as, it felt like somebody grabbed her by the ankles and just gave her a tug. Didn't pull her off the bed or anything, but just grabbed her by the ankles and gave her a tug. And at that moment, she said, I am never staying over here again. Yeah. So feelings of being touched.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Nice beaver. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
51% have felt like somebody tapped you on the shoulder or grabbed you by the ankles and pulled you down the bed. Flickering lights. Well, that could just be bad wiring. 48% have seen flickering lights or appliances turning on and off. The poll also found most of us would buy a haunted house if the price was right. Just 15% said no deal, but if it was known for a famous murder. Different story. 79% said they wouldn't live there no matter what. So, that brings us to our top list. With 1 in 8 of us having lived in a haunted house, and while sure, ghosts are invisible, experts agree it more likely hails from the deep south. If you recognize anything from today's list, this is ridiculous. It's our top list today. Top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. Yep. All right. Here we go. Number one. A mysterious voice whispers, get her done. Yep. Top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. Even though you live alone, you always hear a spit and then a clang. Top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. Your Crocs suddenly walk on their own. I need something scarier. The eyes on your velvet painting of Elvis follow you.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I don't think so either. Top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. You notice an unusual smell of meth. Top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. It suddenly feels cold when you turn off NASCAR. Your Ouija board spells Roll Tide. And top signs your house is haunted by a redneck ghost. You see a shadowy figure with a shadowy mullet holding a shadowy Pabst Blue Ribbon. All right. Oh, man, that was...
you idiot!
Yeah, pretty much. It's The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. Stay tuned. Sorry. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. 70-year-old Kelsey Grammer just became the father of a baby boy. Reportedly, he doesn't look forward to changing diapers, his or the baby's. A man at a Florida Target was arrested for smashing 80 pumpkins. And his favorite band is Toad the Wet Sprocket. Millions of Americans are about to lose their food stamp benefits, which means you'll see a lot of adults trick-or-treating Friday night. Amazon plans to lay off up to 30,000 corporate workers. On the bright side, everything they had left on their desks will be sent home via free shipping. And Jamaica has been hit hard by Hurricane Melissa. Winds were so strong, residents had trouble lighting their joints. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and we're taking a look at tower cam position number four at the river and the changing leaves. So nice. It's going to be a moist one. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because, we don't have one. We can't afford one. All right, coming up. We are going to get really, really smart, though, with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Hi, it's Jen Webb with the Free Clinic of Central Virginia, here to tell you about the second annual Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament at Crossfight Fitness to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia with a Dink Off kickoff party at 6 p.m. on Friday, December the 6th, with raffles, games, prizes, and adult beverages. Game day starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, December 7th, which includes an open entry just for the fun of it, or a cash prize entry, which gets the winner some cold hard cash. And that's a big deal. Plus bragging rights to raise money for a great cause. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball to register today. The Genworth Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament is December 6th and 7th to benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Game 3 of the Dodgers-Blue Jays World Series on Monday night featured a record 609 pitches across 18 innings over 6 hours and 39 minutes. Number two. Of all of the circulating U.S. currency in the world, about 80% are in $100 bills, and nearly 80% of the $100 bills in circulation are overseas. That's up roughly 30% from 1980. Number three, America's oldest ally is Morocco. It became the first nation to recognize the U.S. in December of 1777, and we've shared an unbroken treaty ever since. Number four, the difference between a play in New York's theater district being Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway is the size of the theater, not where it's physically located. Over 500 seats is Broadway. 100 to 499. You would think that they would just get a folding chair and put it out there, 499 seats, and say, nope, we're Broadway. No, 100 to 499 seats is off Broadway, and 99 seats or less is off Broadway. And then finally, number five, Days Inn didn't get its name because you're supposed to stay for days and days or anything like that. It's named after its founder, Cecil B. Day. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep, it's the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Help.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That brings us Cammie from Centra Health. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good.
It's been a while.
It has.
And a lot is going on in the world of medicine. A lot is going on in the world of insurance and healthcare. And
yes.
And so we're going to break it down in small, tiny, digestible bites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that it goes down smooth.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll go down smooth. We're going to do the best we can.
Yeah. We're going to give you a little bit of insight, and then we're going to promote your full-length upcoming podcast.
Yes.
Discussing a topic that's on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah.
Which is
Medicare, Humana Advantage specifically.
Okay.
There are so many changes that are happening right now, and it can be alarming. It can be overwhelming when you think about your healthcare changing and feeling like you don't know what to do next.
Sure.
And so We just want to have the conversation and point people in the right direction, make sure everyone's as educated as they can possibly be.
Absolutely. Well, you've brought us a guest. Who did
yes,
you bring?
Yes, I have Robert Booz, who is our Chief Revenue Officer over at Centra.
Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
he's
morning.
Been doing so much work. So, it can feel all-encompassing, I'm sure. I'm on the outer limit of it, but you are smack in the middle.
It has been an interesting time, and we certainly know that it can be intimidating and confusing for our public.
Yes.
So that's why I'm very excited to be here today to hopefully give some insight and point people in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you taking some time today and yeah. And jumping in with us. So, Cammie, you set it up so well, but tell us what the heck is going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so that's such a huge situation. It's hard to know where to start, but yeah. But Bob, I'm going to kind of lean to you and have you kind of share maybe a little bit about the why and then what patients need to know.
Thanks, Cammie. I mean, I'm going to try not to go too deep in
yes,
here, and we're going to try to stay on yeah. the surface, but there is a lot of background to it. You know, mm-hmm. we have been Centra has been contracted with Humana Medicare for a number of years.
Okay.
And we've had a long running bunch of issues with them as far as different things they do. Mm-hmm. And I won't get into all of it, but let me give you some of the main points out there. Mm-hmm. They are denying our emergency claims at a rate of 60%. Mm-hmm. 60% of every claim
wow.
that we get for emergency services, Humana denies. That has caused a tremendous amount of administrative burden. We, as the health system, have to go back, resubmit the claim, get it delayed to get paid, and there's also an impact to the patients because yeah. the patients are not seeing their balance. If they have a balance due or a co-payment that they owe at the end of it,
yeah.
they're not seeing that bill until we finalize the insurance payment.
Yeah, which can be months.
It can be months. It's been as long as a year
wow.
that
wow.
we are trying to do that. So we have been fighting with Humana for, again, over 60% of the volume, which is multiple times any other payer.
Yeah.
We have some other payers that I won't mention that were 7 or 8% that we have to resubmit. Humana's over 60%.
Wow.
Yikes.
So
that certainly started out with that. I think at the top level surface, you know, Medicare is very confusing, you know, but it is set up to cover our seniors and folks that have long-term illnesses that get yeah. eligible for Medicare, worked all their lives to get on Medicare.
Yeah.
yeah.
And they get on Medicare and they opt into a Medicare Advantage plan. And on the surface, it seems like you see the word Advantage, you see some of the benefits of a Medicare Advantage plan. Mm-hmm. They market them very well. They offer gym bags and gym memberships. Mm. And they certainly cater to someone that is very healthy when they elect Medicare Advantage coverage.
Sure.
Yeah.
But then you become you have illnesses
yeah.
or you need medical treatments, and then you see the disadvantage to Medicare Advantage. Yeah. So long story short, Medicare has always been set up as a cost neutral service.
Yeah.
And I know that's a very deep comment to make, but let me walk through that just a bit. That health systems, providers, doctors are set up to bill Medicare and get paid their costs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to make any money on it. We're not supposed to lose any money on it. That was set up 40 years ago, and that's how it's done.
Yeah.
When you choose Medicare Advantage, you don't get this cost settlement. You don't get to go back and say, I'm losing money, you know, or I'm making money. We need to adjust our rates. You get a certain rate. Medicare Advantage gives you generally 102% of what Medicare would pay you. And you think about that on the surface and you say, wow, okay, I'm getting 2% more than I'd get with Medicare. This is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they burden a health system and a doctor with so many prior authorization requirements. You're going to yeah. hear so much about prior authorizations,
yeah.
denials,
yeah.
downgrades of care, not paying claims, taking forever, as we mentioned, to take a claim.
Yeah.
That we've calculated at the end of the day, we're supposed to get 102% of Medicare rates. We're getting 93% of mm-hmm. Medicare rates. We are 7% under cost
yeah. mm-hmm.
when we tackle and deal with Humana. And it's become such a huge burden and a barrier to care for our patients that we have made the very difficult, very well thought out decision to end our agreement with Humana mm-hmm. as of January 1st, 2026.
Yes, And that's tip of the iceberg, you know. Go ahead, Mike.
So what is this going to mean for the patients?
Yeah.
What can the patients do? What should the patients do? Or is there nothing that they can do? Is this just going to be an internal change?
No, it's a great question, Mike, because in all of our thoughts, in all of our decisions and the paths that we've taken, we've kept the patient front and center.
Yeah.
We wanted everything to be guided by what the patient has to do, what the patient is going to experience, because that's what we do. We're a community health system. We are here for the community. That's what we want to do. That has always been the forefront of what we did. So as we made this decision to exit this plan, we timed it to give notice to Humana exactly when the open enrollment period for Medicare Advantage opened, which it opened on 10/10/15.
Okay.
Every Medicare beneficiary at this point has the open option from 10/15 into December, and I'll get you those exact dates. It is December 7th, October 15th through December 7th. Every Medicare beneficiary has a free change to go in and select another plan.
Okay.
No pre-existing conditions, no checks, no hurdles you have to jump through. You simply say, I want to leave Humana. I want to go to another Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah. Okay.
And Center participates with all the other major plans.
Okay.
I want to go to one of those, or I want to opt back to traditional Medicare. And we'll get into a lot of that in the podcast that we're going to talk about later, and a lot of what the advantages are to going back to traditional Medicare.
Okay.
But we wanted to time it with the patient in mind that we could help them. They could move their plans because they want to stay with the provider they know and trust, the doctor they know and trust, the hospital they know and trust.
Sure.
We are not going to be in network with Humana. Change your plan to one that we're going to be in network with.
And that really is the most direct advice and movement right now.
Absolutely. So, folks, you'll be able to learn more. Certainly listen to the podcast. Listen to Cammie's podcast, because it is going to be a lot more of a deeper dive into the, not just the whys and what the heck is happening, but it is how can you then make these changes for yourself?
Yes.
So listen to the podcast, but also you'll be able to learn more, I would imagine, on Center's website.
Yes. So you can go to centerhealth.com/Humana.
Okay.
And we have broken down everything that Robert just shared with us. But then also there's just like a frequently asked questions, like almost like a quick fact sheet.
Yeah.
So that if you just need to know, what do I need to do right now?
Sure.
Like, I don't care about the why. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
There is information on there for all, as deep as you want to go to, as clear and cut as you want it to be.
Okay.
So it's there for you. Check it out. And then, of course, the podcast, you know, if it's going to help you to hear the rest of this information, I do encourage you to check it out.
Well, and I'm looking at your website right now, and there's an awful lot of transparency in this entire situation. So, and it's right there, and it spells it out in black and white. It's, it's a good resource. So if you visit centrahealth.com, as mentioned, /Humana, you'll hit the page, you'll hear, or you'll be able to see what plan Centra participates in, and you can move forward from there. And the folks from Centra will be there alongside of you to give you a hand.
Yes.
Folks, have we solved all the world's problems today?
I know. Maybe? You know, it's interesting. We usually have, you know, conversations about patient stories and new services. And there's so many things that are exciting that are happening.
Sure.
But sometimes you just got to press pause and talk about what is impacting the community at such a deep level.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what's happening right now.
Well,
so,
I mean, it's real world issues that are impacting our lives. And I'm glad that your organization is stepping forward with clear-cut information on how to proceed and giving patients that opportunity to make those changes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks for joining
us,
too. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Again, if you would like to learn more, go to centrahealth.com/Humana to learn more. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, all right, experts are warning that today may be the day that aliens reveal themselves to us. I don't know. Let's get an update on this story right now.
If it is alien technology, this object is targeting the inner solar system, and, you know, it will pass closest to the sun on October 29th.
Audio from interstellar object detected. Downloading now. Here is the first official audio from 3i, Atlas.
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go to viral videos. So, let's roll another AI remake. This time, somebody on YouTube has presented us with a dark country version of In the Air Tonight. It sounds like it would be like if Chris Stapleton or Jelly Roll did it. Well, anyway, here, listen to this.
Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Like this.
I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
We can pull this and play it.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
I'm telling you, I would add this song today to Radio 434. I would run this song on our station. Lord. Now, do you think it's scary that it could actually be a hit? I mean, it's AI. Somebody fed in the information, gave it the idea to create that. But man, oh man, I would play that. I really would. A truck overturned. Here, wait. I gotta find a sound effect. Sorry. Okay. What can I? Oh, I'll just replace this. I'll just replace this one. Okay. All right, take two. A truck overturned in Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, allowing the release of aggressive monkeys. Oh, my. They were experiment monkeys from Tulane University. Oh, my Lord. That's frightening. Authorities believe one is still on the loose. Here's some of the call made to emergency services after the truck crashed and released the monkeys.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this. Got 5 of them on the run. They may have to neutralize something out here in a minute.
21 monkeys. That could be a movie. Anyway, let's see. Bird theory. Bird theory videos are all over TikTok. It's a test that's supposed to show how into your partner or how into you your partner is. Let's take two. Bird theory videos are all over TikTok. This is a test that's supposed to show how into you your partner is. Here's one TikToker explaining what the theory's all about.
What is the bird theory? This theory is going super viral on TikTok right now because apparently you can tell how strong your relationship is by testing it out. The way you can test this theory is with a very simple prompt of I saw a bird today, and if your spouse turns to you and starts asking questions about the bird, that means your relationship's in good standing.
Baby, I saw a bird today.
What do you mean you saw a bird?
I just saw a pretty blue bird.
Oh, nice. What was it, a blue jay?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was pretty though, and I really liked it. Nice. And it flew around the house. But I just thought it was pretty.
I forgot to tell you, I saw a bird yesterday.
Who'd you see?
I saw a bird yesterday.
A bird?
Yeah, I saw like a bird.
Why are you telling me that?
Why are you telling me that? All right, so the first one, the first couple seems to have passed. The second one failed. All right, so we did the comedy bit, and we didn't even do the actual audio. A bunch of websites are claiming that aliens could make first contact today. Yep. They're basing it on the fact that the interstellar comet zipping past us will hit us close. The closest point to the sun today. Here's Harvard scientist Avi Loeb talking about it.
Is 3i Atlas alien technology? You can't do the calculation of the mass in rocks in interstellar space because this object is targeting the inner solar system. And, you know, it will pass closest to the sun on October 29th. I got a text message the other day from someone who said that he is trading options on the volatility of the market with an expiration date of October 29th. In order to make money. And I immediately thought, I don't know if there will be meaning to money if this object turns out to be technological after October 29th. If you want to take a vacation, take it before that date. Now, it could be a mothership that releases mini probes, you know, that they come to Earth.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. So what sound do we have here? Oh, okay. Get flagged for rights or royalties on that one. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Tommy Drake on trick-or-treaters who show up way too early.
I had a kid come to my door trick-or-treating last year at 3 in the afternoon. 5-year-old boy dressed as the devil. I opened the door, trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat, it's the middle of the day. Why aren't you trick-or-treating after dark? He goes, oh, I'm scared of the dark. You're the devil. You're the prince of darkness. Halloween's about fear. You can't handle fear. You're not getting any candy. Get into character. And I close the door. Feeling pretty good about myself till a minute later when the devil's mom came to the door. She is way scarier than the devil.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, and maybe like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid to wrap up the show, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. This guy right here, he looks like he was created with AI. Anyway, 30 years ago, one of the biggest bands in America was the Smashing Pumpkins. And now a guy was arrested for doing just that, Smashing Pumpkins. A 31-year-old Florida man named Aaron Thompson destroyed about 80 pumpkins outside of a Target. The smashed pumpkins were worth around $500. Police say a security camera caught him picking pumpkins out of the boxes located in front of the store and smashing them on the ground. This happened in the middle of the night last week around 1:15 a.m. Aaron was caught when he returned to the Target a few days later when they were open. Loss prevention officers pulled him aside, showed him the footage of the pumpkin smashing, and asked him if he knew who that was. He responded, quote, "That's me!" Police were called, and he was charged with felony criminal mischief. He was asked why he did it. And he said he was blowing off steam because, quote, "someone was messing with him on Facebook." Okay.
Go!
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's see. In Fort Worth, Texas, a mom was in a nasty crash last Thursday and flipped over her car. Police had to do CPR on her one-year-old daughter, who was pinned under the car when they got there. Both of them are expected to make a full recovery. Here are the police rescuing the baby.
Under here. We need to move the car. I think the baby's under the... Keep moving.
Come on, mama.
She has a pulse.
Yes, cry.
All right, that is the good news. The Good News is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and together we can harvest hope for our neighbors in need. Visit UnitedWayCV.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.